June 3rd, 1994, interview with Robert Mangold. Okay, tell me when you were born and where you were born.
October 12th, 1937, in North Tonawanda, New York, a small town outside of Buffalo, Buffalo and Niagara Falls.
Okay, and tell me briefly about your parents and their, you know, their occupations, their interests, that sort of thing.
My father was a factory worker at Wurlitzer factory, worked on organs and cabinet finisher, actually. Uh-huh. Sprayed finishes on cabinets and things, organs. Worked there all his life. At the same time, he was, we had a small farm, very small. Mm-hmm. My mother stayed at home for most of her life, and then later on she worked when she was, when the children were grown, she worked in a kind of department store, mm-hmm. In both in North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
And did they have any interests that were they interested in art at all? Did they pass any of that on to you?
No, not really. My mother had some music interests. She played the piano and played the organ. But I don't recall any interest in terms of visual arts being communicated somehow.
Yeah, okay. So how would you characterize your childhood? In other words, say up until you started high school, what kind of a childhood did you have?
For most of it, I lived in the country, and I had a lot of time to myself. My only brother was 7 years older than I was, so I kind of grew up as an only child in a way. He was away to school while I was very young, and then was in the army or something at a point when I was in high school or something. So I had a lot of time to myself. I enjoyed being alone, doing things alone. Lived along the Erie Canal, actually, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So you really had a lot of time just to.
Well, of course, the summers were great. Yeah, I had a lot of time just to. There was sparse population, so there wasn't a lot of kids to play with. But I had some friends. And in school, you know, I did fairly well in school. A normal kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Did you start doing any drawing or anything at an early age on your own? Or
I don't know when it started. I used to go to the library. My mother used to go to the library a lot, and I would go to the library with her. And I started taking books out, maybe how to draw trees or how to draw whatever. And I got interested in drawing fairly early, and I had some skill at it for whatever reason. And so when I can remember even in early grade school or something, being chosen to draw the calendar on the wall or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what's your earliest exposure to art? I mean, when did that start coming in?
Well, I actually I had a lot of art courses in high school, but I don't think I had a sense. I think that today, people growing up, I don't know that you could grow up in the same way, but it was a much more naive and closed world. And I don't think that I really knew that there was such a thing as contemporary painters.
Who weren't exposed to any of that, yeah.
Who weren't hobby, you know, I knew there were people who had a hobby of painting paintings, but I didn't know that there were really such a thing as fine art, you know, painters who went out and was their life was making paintings. So I was kind of interested. I went away to art school thinking of maybe being an illustrator.
Uh-huh.
I kind of liked Norman Rockwell, all of that. Yeah. At that time,